to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mix some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing over new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is, what day is it, Marty? It's your favorite day of the week.
Hump day.
Friday is your favorite day.
Yeah.
Now, today may have been Jamie's favorite day of the last 3 years.
The millennia.
Epstein Files, I think it was earlier this week, but I think I just figured out how to get to them today and pass that link on. In 3 hours, Jamie went through 1.3 of the 3 million files already.
Yes.
But he's not too impressed with what he found.
No.
Apparently, he can't find all the ones of Trump doing things he's not supposed to be doing and this, that, the other. But we got a great show for y'all. We're a little light in studio tonight. We got Jelly's Grammys, or the Grammys. We're going to talk about the Grammys, Jelly's and Grammys.
I thought you said we had Jelly Roll in here.
I used to like dress up as Jelly Roll, but now I'd have to be 3 Jelly Rolls. Super Bowl drama. Jamie just realized before we went on there, there's an alternative Super Bowl halftime show.
I know there's a lingerie football or a Super Bowl.
All right, you got to tell us about that one.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a new game for y'all tonight, too. It's called This or That, and I'll explain the rules when we get closer. But Father Fortenberry, how are you?
I am doing excellent. There is an alternative Super Bowl. It's the lingerie bowl. There's also the puppy bowl. For those interested, the lingerie bowl is much more fun to watch.
Have you ever watched the lingerie bowl?
I've seen pieces of it. I've seen a couple minutes of it.
I thought too. Then we have
hey y'all,
Wes. He is filling for Gary. This
yes, evening. I am Gary tonight.
You better be funny.
I'm not funny.
I give you the mic to talk, and you won't have anything to say. But here in a minute, you're going to demand the mic.
Yes, I will demand.
And we can't get you.
He got me over here talking.
Okay. All right, we're gonna move on now, Marty. Okay, now you got something to say.
Oh no, I'm just kidding.
You in my
I'm
time, man.
I'm just kidding.
Marty Bourbon there.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for watching. And
calm
it's
down.
Gonna be a great show.
No, I think he's still feeling last night's 16 stags. We've got 14 stags.
14 stags.
Now, I did have it set up where we did not try all of them at one time, but it was a good show. Hope
y'all
can go back and watch it. It was, if you missed it, the stag 22B, which was a fresh crack. That didn't even make it to the original competition, beat out the 22.
It is a ringer, man. You can't do that.
Look, we didn't know it's a ringer, but here's what's evident. Because Marty and I have been fortunate to have some old stags. The older stag, the better. The new stags, their quality's not as good. At least not for
my still high quality, but they're not as good.
Well, they're putting
I'm
out.
Not sure they are.
Well, that's for another show.
Go ahead, nerd. You are the bourbon
they
nerd.
Go from putting out one batch a year to four. I mean,
now, that's true. They would have been blending those.
They're putting out quality. I mean, quantity instead of quality.
It's like the Stephen King bourbons.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Now you like that reference.
I liked it. I dig it.
The Grammys. Did any of y'all watch the Grammys?
I have never watched
it. I watched snippets of Grammys. Oh, I just watched.
Did you watch this one?
No, I just
the only snippet I saw was Jelly Roll's acceptance speech.
What about the Pink Pony Glitter? You saw
who the hell is that?
Now I saw Chapel Rowland walking in.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did
you didn't see her?
You didn't I don't know you're talking.
I might show y'all a picture of Chapel Rowland. Let me look that up.
Why did that piss people off?
Chapel Rowland,
because
Grammy
he was talking about Jesus.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Apparently, a lot if you're an artist.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, Chaperone has special outfit.
Well, where did
Chaperone?
No, here
Chapel
it is.
Chapel Rowan.
Chapel Rowan. And this is what
Pink Pony Club.
That's what she wore to the
ground. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did say that.
Yep.
She looks like, you know what? I just realized right now. She looks like the Red Witch in the North. What is it? Dancing with Dragons.
She
like Red Witch from whatever.
Show. I'm not a physician.
Game of Thrones.
I think those are breasts that were exposed.
In any given time, you wouldn't say that, but by today's standards, I guess not.
I do have a traveling gynecologist band that I use sometimes.
A white man. She That's couldn't. Why you're studying Epstein to try to get his skills. You're trying to take
skills. They were all under.
He's going to take over Mud Island.
I guess they're all under.
I don't think they were. They couldn't have all.
That's it. We take over Mud Island. We can have
patio. If we got a patio island, it's in the middle of Caribbean.
If there's a crime waiting to happen, it's on Prince's
Island. Yeah, it is.
Right.
But there is probably some Epstein things going on Prince's Island. Kendrick Lamar broke the Grammy records. He now has 27.
That's a man.
I don't even. He was at the. He did the halftime show, I think, last year, maybe the year before.
I think it was last year.
Is he kin to Hadley Lamar?
I don't know.
That was the governor from Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
Bad Bunny probably made Grammy history. He was the first Spanish language album to win Album of the Year. He will be performing at the halftime show. We'll get into that in a minute, but it's I just want to run through some of these. K-pop. Now, Wes, you are a pop culture, pop art phenom over there. Even though you look like an old man, you are the most popular.
I actually know what K-pop is, and I know what it, you know.
Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters wins Best Song Written for Vision.
Our grandfather.
Yeah, he should have won Album of the Year, too. It was up for grabbing. You should have won. It really should have. It's really popular.
Okay, but hold on. I thought you could say it's really good. You've heard it? You've heard it some?
I have heard it. I haven't,
we stopped studying. He almost said it's really good. He stops. It's really popular.
I know. So hold on.
That's we got it.
Because I think he thought they're going to make fun.
Catchy, I'll be honest.
All right. So he's heard it. Okay.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet. 7 was catchy. I don't think it was good.
But look, he realized how it made him sound in amongst us. That he would have thought it was good, and he changed it to say it's popular. We read right through your shit.
Do you think it's good?
I think it's good. It's catchy. What makes it's catchy. Good?
So sing it for us.
Oh, I don't know the words. I've only heard
can
like
you,
twice.
Can you hum it for us?
What?
Can you hum it or something?
You don't want me to hum.
So you got Jamie's melodic.
Jamie's probably better melodic than I am.
No, he's not. Jamie and Charlie both got married, and neither can have melody. Ability and their kids got all of it from both of them.
I don't have it either. It's obviously a Fortenberry thing. Right in the
they chalked up the death metal, the Fortenberry death metal.
You know what I do have is the joy of singing.
Y'all love to sing. As humanly possible.
Hey, we ain't done that in a long time.
Karaoke?
No, we did karaoke night.
Maybe we do karaoke Super Bowl night. So we're doing something Super Bowl? I think we're going to do something.
Marty said no.
That's your own halftime show.
Yeah, there we go.
Live halftime show.
I say we do a pregame.
Yeah,
I do want to watch game.
Yeah.
Ray, the Cat's Wild Ride. Oh, that's another show. That's nothing to do with it. But okay, this was Jelly Roll. Came out, gave a speech, his acceptance speech. Y'all know Jelly don't look like no Jelly Roll anymore.
No, he looks like a spinach roll.
Except for his face tattoos.
Yeah, they even look that's different. I think
it's a brain roll.
He was told that they accused him of having a very MAGA speech. So if MAGA means you believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior,
what grinds your gears? The whole MAGA thing. The left thinks if you just voted for Republican, you're MAGA. And I think of MAGA people that like blindly worship Trump.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's the same people.
I think that now people think MAGA is anybody that doesn't believe what they
mean. Yeah, well, I agree. Yeah, I mean. Look, we'll just start off early, but the Democrats ran a terrible candidate.
Look, Jamie, and Tom Black could have beat that candidate.
As
a libertarian,
I am so upset that me and Tom didn't throw our hat in the ring earlier. Because, we could take Kamala down.
And tampon Tim. You know, I saw the greatest meme today. It was Tim Walz. Standing at the gate of the fence of his mansion, looking over the fence, cheering on the protesters protesting ICE. And they were like, this is the most contradictory thing that, you can't come into his house, but everybody else can come into.
I saw the greatest meme ever. It was a picture of Tim Walz, and it said, he's just the less masculine version of Hillary Clinton.
Now that is a good one. But Jelly Roll, why does everybody hate Jesus?
Why is
everybody in the music industry?
I was sitting by Jelly Roll. He was good. I
thought it was great.
What happened to
tolerance?
Well, no, not that. Yeah, what happened to religion being a center role of religious music founded modern music?
It did.
You know,
it is the grandfather of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so you got Jelly Roll and Nicki. Is it Nicki Minaj? I think is the other one that she is. She's like, it's her and Jelly Roll versus the world right now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
it's
kind of crazy. Boy, is that not an odd combination? And Trump. Look, if you would have told me the big three,
somebody people, named Nicki Minaj, Jelly Roll, and Trump was going to be changing our nation. That is weird. We got to get on that bandwagon though. The patio.
But have you
somehow they got to say these patio-nians?
Have you seen these folks defending people from ICE with the AR-15s and stuff? Like AR-15s are okay now.
People attacking ICE or people defending people from ICE?
Defending people from ICE.
Look, you're getting off in there. He has no idea what he's talking about. This is one of those things.
No, it is.
We know where we're headed. He only saw a picture.
Okay.
No,
the anti-ICE people are. That's what threw me.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I mean.
And AR-15s are good now.
They're good. I'm probably AR-15.
Me too. Me too.
What I would do is take a firearm to a protest because I'm an idiot.
But you know,
yeah, you get what you deserve.
I mean, I'm all for the Second Amendment. I think everybody should carry.
Bad Bunny won the album of the year for his first Spanish language album. That tells you how many Spanish language people we have in the U.S., I guess. But he's also doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
I didn't know he was Spanish.
I know him from what's the golf movie?
Happy Gilmore too.
That's I like him
in Happy Gilmore too. Apparently, he's controversial.
I didn't know that. The Bad Bunny was like the clothing brand. Was there an interim?
You're talking about Blue Bunny.
You're talking about Psycho Bunny.
Psycho Bunny.
Blue Bunny's brand.
Oh, that's ice cream.
Blue Bunny, that's ice cream. Yeah.
No, I think Blue Bunny is
brand. So it's Psycho Bunny.
Right.
But there's going to be a whole LGBTQ thing, rainbows and stuff out at the Super Bowl halftime show. Why must we do it at the halftime show?
Because that's what the most people are watching.
Yeah, but
where will you be watching, Jamie?
Where?
You'll be watching. You said you're not watching that.
Oh, no, I'm not watching. You said, where will I be watching? I'll be watching.
I would love to see the demographic of who watches Super Bowl.
Most of America watches Super Bowl.
I know, but
you just that's the only game. The
Democrat, the
halftime show.
Yeah.
Oh, the halftime show.
Yeah, yeah. What was the makeup of that? You know.
Look, I might want to watch it, just see how silly it is. I don't know. We got to watch it and give commentary.
I care nothing about watching Bad Bubba.
We have three
Bad Bunny.
Maybe we should do one with Bad Bubba. Here we go.
Hold up.
The patio.
Bad Bubba.
Don't watch Bad Bunny. We got Bad Bubba.
Bad Bubba.
Halftime show. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. We always let out a good idea when they're only 15 watching.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be Bad Bubba.
Bad Bubba.
Good mess up.
I can do it. I can get your overalls.
Yep, you can.
Wes, can you get AI to write him some music?
I'm sure I can.
We got a green screen. We can show you.
What kind of music? What kind of music? You going
to rap. It's gotta be country rap. It's gotta be country rap.
Yeah, hip hop.
Country hip hop. Hip hop. Okay.
Hip-hop.
Bad Bubba. That could go viral. That could be what puts over top.
Yes,
we'll Bad do. Bubba.
Bad we got to put it out there everywhere. The Bad Bubba halftime show. Bad Bunny, maybe.
Look, we halftime show brought to you by the patio. Hey, we can pre-record
patio
that.
Patio Productions. I'm starting a whole new thing.
We can pre-record that Friday night and drop it halftime.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Dolly Under, y'all heard it here first. Y'all heard showed it. Up just in time.
Y'all just saw how the sausage is made.
Yep. And everything I just told Wes to do, I have to do Friday at 4:30.
Yep.
Before we
now, record. What did it taste like, dude?
Yeah.
What?
I went back.
No, he's going to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
He wanted to be a fine maker.
Let's talk. Let's get a little bit off of that stuff. Okay. I got a story about a lady.
She's a lady.
Kidding, Pennsylvania. Left her home in Kidding, Pennsylvania.
Kidding.
No, hold on. All right, here's the gist of it. Yeah. I got lost for a second. I don't know where it went.
That's fine.
Where's the what?
That's shocker.
I got lost.
You mean the anti-West buzzer?
Yes. It's now anti-T buzzer.
I hit it so T couldn't find it.
A woman from Pennsylvania, she has underarm milk. Due to a rare medical condition. Her underarms make milk.
I went to school with a kid like that.
Oh, you did?
At football practices. So okay, so she produces like with a baby.
She was born with extra breast tissue on both sides of her underarm, which swelled up after she delivered a baby and period milk.
In fairness, my breast tissue is making
way. Is it like a sprinkler? You can feed multiple babies?
Move. That's called side boob. I'm starting to get it now that I'm getting older.
All right, I'm knowing how to use my tools I put together. All right.
I've been there before.
Too. Oh, here's a good one. In Delhi, that's India, right?
Oh, yeah, that's India.
Or Delhi Metro Station has an underwear vending machine. Now, who would have
ever 100% on board?
An underwear vending machine has been going viral on social media.
Okay, here's the thing: you don't need emergency underwear every day, but when you do, you'll pay $10-$15 for one pair.
Yes, more than cigarettes.
You need them.
You
my
got
God, you need them,
dude. Every time I go somewhere and pack my bag, there's always extra underwear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Like when I pack my bag, it's like I'm planning on pooping myself once a day, every day, or I'm on vacation.
You take two pair a day.
I don't know why I do it.
No one said why you needed them. It was inferred.
Well, I didn't say.
Here you are out here trying to find women, and you telling everybody that you poop yourself twice a day. That's an 85-year-old man.
No, I'm with him. I mean, like, you playing for the worst.
Yeah. It's like five extra pair of socks. Why you need five extra pairs? I don't know.
When I was a young man working doing construction work, and it was,
I remember that story.
Yes, yeah, a rough moment. I came out of the woods with nothing but a cut off t-shirt on, where I was wearing like a diaper.
Maybe that's what Bad Bubba. That's what Bad Bubba should be wearing.
Yeah, I didn't have pants, underwear, boots.
Oh, Tom Black gonna have something to say about no pants.
No pants line. It is so pants line. Another story here.
I would have gave out some HJs for a pair of underwear out there. So,
I'm taking you to France. Toulouse, France. A 24-year-old man showed up at the Rangil Hospital. Medical staff soon discovered the shocking reason. He had inserted a World War I artillery shell into his
I saw the X-ray.
I thought it was fake
I did too. And now you see it. I knew it was,
I'm glad I didn't see it.
I scrolled past it because I thought it was fake.
They identified the object as a live 8-inch long artillery shell from 1918.
Oh, he
fell on it. I bet he told him he fell on it.
He hit one on German grenades.
Yeah.
You know why our grenades are shaped different than theirs?
Why?
I'm curious. Look different. No, because we played baseball in America, so
they thought baseball shape. Well, that makes sense.
Real shrinkage meets ribeye ingenuity. Where'd the story go? Florida man steals $100 steak in his pants.
Oh, well, that happens. I happen to be around here all the time.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Little did I know.
Born Mary Addison.
Oh, that reminds me of a story. Me and my stepbrother, we were 18, just moved out of the house, lived right beside each other in separate houses. And we're in the grocery store, and we come outside, get the car, and this old man walks up behind us. My stepbrother says, "That guy just stole some stuff from the store." I'm like, no. And we see him take a bag, and he sits on the curb behind the store, and he goes back inside. So we go pull up, open the bag up, it's full of steaks.
You got a bag?
We got the whole bag.
Yeah.
Oh, Big B.
Big B.
Oh. We grabbed the whole bag. First steaks I ever cooked on my own in my entire life was a steak.
Was that Matt
Bush? Yeah. It was right there by Carter's house. We ran up, grabbed that bag up. There's steaks everywhere. It was the finest dining I'd ever had in my young life.
You ate pant steaks.
We wanted to wait and see if it came back. I wanted to wait and see if it came back to May 1.
Right.
Secondly, I really wanted to wait and see his reaction.
Yeah, yeah. But you had to get going, didn't you?
If he'd have come back with some charcoal, he was bad, man.
Oh, yeah. We came back and I forgot where the steaks at.
Now, this is a fellow with little ingenuity and entrepreneurship. John Eric Spivey won the UK, won 2.4 million pounds on the national lottery. In 2010, which most financial advisors would describe as enough to stop working. But now, Spivey 80 apparently wanted more. According to prosecutors, Spivey used his winnings to construct what the judge said, the largest production of drugs of this nature ever uncovered, and built a counterfeit volume operation worth $288 million.
Now that is entrepreneur. So is it illegal to build a counterfeit volume operation?
Apparently.
Why?
I mean, it's not Valium. It is.
Are you selling somebody drugs if it's not drugs?
I do know this. You do face harsher sentences for fake drugs than you do real drugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously. What?
Yeah, because they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
What if they're not dangerous?
Because they're dangerous. Fentanyl and stuff in them.
Yep. Like selling flour.
Yeah, but what if it's not that? What if it's like candy?
Yeah.
And it do like taking.
Well, that's even worse because kids be wanting the candy and you got Valium. No, Valium's not going to hurt you that bad.
Yeah.
It kind of chills out.
You take pixie sticks and take back a pill for them. These dudes are just tripping balls on some pixie sticks.
Now, that could be.
I'm gonna sell some meth if I get like peanut brittle.
I gotta save this. I've got a Waffle House story, but I gotta save it till Gary's here. I just don't feel right doing it.
Waffle House, Gary.
Let's see.
No, but yeah, they scrape like they go in these old abandoned houses and scrape the ceiling of the popcorn ceiling and sell it for crack.
Have we already talked about the iguanas?
Falling trees. I heard.
No, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Did you watch the video about the dude cooking them?
I did. I watched
making that. Tacos.
Yeah, making tacos.
Yeah,
he showed you how to do it.
They called him the chicken of trees.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to make the sauce with egg.
Yeah.
He used iguana eggs to make the sauce.
Yes.
He got out.
And I was surprised how big a iguana egg was.
Yeah.
They went
inside though, weren't they?
There's another video of him pushing a whole cart around,
stack up.
I mean, like,
so are they dead when they fall out trees? Like,
no. They're just froze.
I think they come back.
Too cold to move.
Oh, but he was killing them, eating them.
Yeah.
I guess if they fall far enough, that kills them. But I mean,
that didn't happen to everybody.
Carlos, a 26-year-old from Chicago, has a unique habit. He eats live bugs like mealworms, cockroaches, and crickets. But said he's cut back. After help wanted.
So you said that it might be reminded me of a story I heard on the internet.
No, I've got a story.
So, no, this is not me. This is on the internet. So a guy wanted to test a theory. There were skydivers. There's a skydiving team. And this guy clearly was a jackass. He wanted to test the theories of what cats would do in free fall.
Yeah.
So he found four stray cats and they jump out of the plane. We spoke to cats. They jump out.
Was he a West Memphis preacher?
No.
I was thinking that.
Immediately. The cats latch on to him.
He wish he wouldn't have done that crap.
The guy said that each cat weighs about 2 pounds. So with the G-force, he had like 24 pounds of cat digging into him. And well, can you imagine? He said, can you imagine what happened when he opened the chute?
Oh, geez.
And it probably broke his leg.
They had on hard.
It probably broke his legs when he hit the ground.
They slid down about 3 inches.
Oh.
Cat scratch fever.
Wow. A study finds swearing can boost physical performance. A new study suggests that swearing may do more than just help people.
I know what it motivates guys at work.
Yeah.
It provides a measurable physical advantage.
That was a good one, Jeremy. That was a good one.
Look, my kids respond to it as well.
Big Brother's keeping track of what we've stuck in our rectums. Every year, thousands end up in ERs across the U.S., and they're keeping a whole database of what's been stuck in the rectum.
Well, they'll never get my fingers.
Well, one of my favorite... online people or whatever you call it, social media people. He's an EMT, and he'll watch a video of something. And it'll be it'll be suggestively shaped, and he'll go,
"Yeah, I've seen him.
It's hilarious. It's funny.
Maybe you should do those videos for the patio.
I could.
Things that will not insert. You have a whole series.
So Wes has had a ton of these ideas, and guess what happens to
them? What
they stop.
They die on the vine.
Former Harvard morgue manager sentenced to prison for trafficking human body parts. He was stealing, selling human body parts donated for research. What if he sold like a kidney?
Well, isn't there a funeral home in Memphis that just got in trouble a few years back?
Yeah. I think they
wasn't burying the bodies. They were just getting rid of
them. Like five people went to graves.
Yeah.
I mean, you save on caskets.
No, they were still charged for caskets.
Those were cadavers. They were used for medical science.
But they put them back in stock. They take the body out and put them back in stock.
They put gam in it.
Oh, here's a great story. New research shows women's gas smells worse than men's.
What?
Gas?
I already knew this. If anybody's been married for more than 10 years, they know this.
Americans lead the world in use of the F word.
That's our word.
Now, this might be the best story. A man who crashed a BMW convertible in Volusia County. This is in Florida. Claims he was teleported into the stolen BMW vehicle before the crash.
Okay. Burden of proof. The lawyer would have to prove I didn't teleport in there.
Take it to court, baby.
Take it to court.
683-7000.
Yeah, like, look, I'd be like, Corby, Corby tries. Listen here, I was teleporting.
A Virginia woman gains attention for snorting food as a daily diet habit. Instead of eating it, she snorts it through her nose.
Oh, seems like you'd aspirate it and die.
That'd be rough.
Seems like you'd aspirate.
Yeah, right. I agree.
You know,
that's deadly.
I went the other way, though. Yeah. I told you I'd be corn that came out my nose.
Yes, you did. You told us all about that. We went down a long corn nose
Y'all
journey.
I thought I was lying, too.
Oh, I'm still thinking I'm lying.
Well, you go to snort some corn, though.
apparently, I was going ham on that vegetable soup.
You must have. Did you cough or anything like when you were eating it? Like,
well, I kind of like.
This when you sucked up in your sinuses is where you did.
Yeah.
A man was arrested last week after authorities say he was seen performing a sexual performance with a vacuum cleaner outside of his home in Kissimmee, Florida.
Oh, I saw that.
He has all these great stories. He never shares them. I don't know what kind of weird stuff.
What he means was I got caught by vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I got caught. Sorry.
But it was in Arkansas. It wasn't Florida.
Kissimmee, Florida. All
right, last one of these weird ones. An inventor. You've heard of the two-person suicide pod, Jim?
One person.
Now they're getting a two-person.
Oh, yay.
Yep.
I don't like that because being a buddy sitting down suicide pod, I might think it's like a phone booth.
We have to be like, Jamie, join me in this phone booth.
Yeah.
It's a 3D experience.
Yeah, Jamie, come sit with me. Let's talk.
What's this button do? Bloop.
What does this button?
But if you're that dedicated, you get one person to save some money.
Yeah.
Double up on it.
That's true. You're just setting each other's lap.
Yeah.
I mean, why you gotta be all?
Yeah. I mean, save a little money. They know where you can spend it.
Nope.
12 viewers. We got low viewership this evening.
It is.
Normally that happens on Wednesday nights. We may have to start going back to Monday. Really,
yeah.
All right. Now we're gonna play a new game.
Oh yeah.
Fix
my ass.
True or false? Here's how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call out a this or that. For example, coffee or tea. Y'all will say the first thing coming to your mind. Two of you are going to say, if y'all say the same, we'll keep going. If somebody stands out on their own, they have to spend the next 20 seconds defending their choice, and we get to make fun of them.
Just a second.
Like I do every time.
So since there's three of us, it's like a flip an odd coin.
Yep.
Okay.
And then others can challenge with one question each. You get to challenge what he said with one question.
Okay. So you're going to name out something that we have to choose which one we want.
Yep. All right. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
All right. Everybody said tea. Wes, you can't wait to see what they say.
I was first one to speak.
Texting or calling?
Calling. Texting.
All right, Jamie, defend why texting.
Text is gay.
Or calling. Defend why calling.
Oh, well, good.
You said calling, right?
No, I said calling. I said text is gay. Me and call. Okay. I'm not a woman. I'm not going to sit there and tic-tac on my phone. I'm making a phone call.
Okay.
And it's going to be about that long.
Do I get to defend myself?
Yeah, you get to argue with it.
All right. When I call you, how long does it take me to get off the phone?
I got on. It's fine. I tell you, bye.
You know, I'm the world's worst about getting off the phone.
You don't have this awkward. Yeah.
I'm not a woman going tic-tic-tic-tic-tic. No, I'm going to make a phone call. We're going to get a phone.
You can do voice to text now, though. Just do voice to text. It works really good.
Call.
How about this one? Beach vacation or mountain cabin?
Beach vacation.
Wes, you said mountain cabin, didn't you?
Yes, it's hot. Beach is hot.
Why the pros of the mountains.
Cool up there. It's always cool in the mountains.
Because that's where Sasquatch is.
I've been in hot mountains before.
Beach. But yeah. Show this beach bite off, man.
No, man, I like the mountains.
You know why?
Your dad by.
You know why? Beard.
The mountain man.
Ain't nobody in the bikini in the mountains.
This is a mountain man beard.
Yeah, they got them big heavy.
Yeah, ain't nobody in the bikini in the mountains.
I like the mountains. I love the mountains. Cool weather.
I think
nice climate.
All right. Whatever.
Relaxing.
You're wrong. I love the beach. I like mountains from time to time. I love the beach.
Too.
Book or movie? I think y'all all pick the same one.
Book.
He just did them. Martin's never read a book. I know what he's about to say.
I was going to say book.
Oh, so Martin, you got to defend. You read books.
Yes.
I didn't know you read books.
You know what? I really don't read books or watch movies.
But you'd rather watch a movie, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So why?
Ain't nobody got time for that reading a book.
Anybody got time for that?
What's the last book you read for, man?
It's been a while. Last book I read was Killing Lincoln.
Oh, you read that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nobody asked me what last book I read was.
What was it?
Killing the Witches by Bill O'Reilly.
Killing the Witches. Bill O'Reilly books.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, he's really
all
good.
All right, here we go. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right, everybody, unanimous. Air guitar solo or shower karaoke?
Shower karaoke.
Board game night, movie marathon.
Movie marathon.
All right, here's a good one. Super strength or invisibility?
Invisibility.
Good. Because I think I want invisibility too. Wes, why did you say super strength? Because you're weak.
Okay. Because I think invisibility is just a bad guy. There's nothing you can do with invisibility.
Ain't trying to be good.
You can help people. You can be a superhero. Invisibility, you're just a bad guy. Literally. That's all it is. Okay. Bad guy.
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with it, but I'm
still that's actually a pretty good argument.
Yeah, but hey, I'm stick with my answer.
Yeah, me too.
All right, now this is a good one, and we may all have to answer this one. I want everybody to answer this.
Mm-hmm.
Time travel, past or future?
Future.
Past.
Why the future? I want everybody to answer.
Why the future? Because I can see what's coming up. I can see what trends are going to happen.
See, I think we're bad guys naturally, because I know I want to go in the back. We won't change stuff.
Yeah.
I think everything's inedible. So
Clearly, Wes is a much better character than
he's optimistic. Yeah. And he has a good.
We are villains. Because we want to be invisible. We want to change stuff in the past.
Okay.
Is that why you want to go back? What's the one thing you would want to go back in time and change?
You'd kill Hitler.
There's so much.
Oh my God.
Wait. There's so much.
He's looking on the spot.
No. You're a bad guy. I can kill baby Hitler.
What? Pick the one thing that you would go back and do.
The one thing I would go back and do.
If you don't kill Hitler, you're a horrible person.
I think.
You know what he do. You know, I already
put
what
I would do. The possibilities are limitless.
That's the one thing
I would go back and do is, I'm going to get sitting out here. I got a phone call when Dad got sick, and I was at the fire department parking. And I told him, I said, I'll go later, and that later never had a chance to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like, I can see that.
Yeah,
there's so much.
I want to go back and put some lottery numbers in.
Yeah, I mean, I have that option too, but I don't have to go back for one thing.
Did they have lotteries back? They weren't as much as they are these days.
Yes.
No, you can't change your answer.
No, I just wanted to add some. You know, video games, now, a lot of video games have the mechanic of Paragon. You can be good guy or bad guy, and it affects the way the game is played.
Yeah, but most.
Would y'all play bad guy or would y'all play good guy?
I'm bad guy.
I'm a good guy. Yeah. This is my game, not yours, Wes. Be quiet.
So let me say this.
Yeah.
Most,
I'm always the good guy. I'm always making my pair got good out.
A lot of villains really have a good cause. That's true.
Thanos.
Yeah, it's just the means of how they do it.
Or, and they also think that the other side's wrong.
Yeah.
They think that they have the right thing.
Like, let's look at Spider-Man. I know we're going down the rabbit hole right here, but. Like Dr. Octavius, he wasn't necessarily a bad guy. He just...
Or the gremlin, the little green
goblin. Yeah, he was insane.
Yeah. Octavius, yeah, you're right. All right, how about this? And I think we all say the same. Free plane tickets or free concert tickets?
Free plane tickets.
Yeah. Sweet barbecue or spicy buffalo?
Neither.
I'm with Jamie on that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go with sweet barbecue.
I want the two mixed. Blend them. I want to blend.
Road trip or staycation?
Road trip.
Every time. Marvel or DC?
Marvel. DC.
I'm going to be the tiebreaker. Marty, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I just...
I'm going to say Marvel, too.
Yeah, I say DC.
Wow.
Okay. Marvel is about people who do extraordinary things. DC is about superheroes that have extraordinary powers.
Okay. I don't know what you said, but I will say this.
You got Marvel's Iron Man. He built the suit armor. Yes. The Spider-Man. He got bit by a radioactive spider, became a great superhero. Wonder Woman, you have Superman.
Spider-Man's in both, though.
Who are
Spider-Man's both. Marvel and DC.
No, he became that.
He's Marvel. Yeah, Marvel. He's just Marvel. He's just Marvel.
You're right. Thor and Marvel. Thor is Thor.
Thor is Thor. Yeah. That's the one.
Aquaman's
the
Aquaman.
You got bit by fish.
Yeah, you got bit by fish. No, he F's fish out.
I will say this.
No, you're thinking about the boys.
And I can't remember what I best probably remember what this is from, but I cannot remember what it's from. But there is a person who says this. I love this analogy. He says, so Superman pretends to be human.
Mm-hmm.
He pretends to be weak. And everybody else, their alter ego, is then pretending to be a superhero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Aliens or ghosts? Last one.
I mean, what's going
on? Aliens or ghosts?
What we like better? What we scared of?
Yeah. What do you prefer if you talk about aliens or ghosts?
I think they're both.
I'd say aliens.
Yeah.
I'll go. Okay. Y'all play another game. I got one more.
Oh, yeah.
Game two, true or false, is the internet is lying. Guess quickly, then reveal the truth with a fun fact. Wrong guess equals a 10-second apology or silly voice for 60 seconds. Okay. So, no, you got to do a 10-second apology for being wrong. Wes, you're going first. Okay. Octopuses have 3 hearts.
True.
Damn it.
That is true.
Yes, it's true.
That's true.
Jamie, bananas are berries.
Yes.
True.
I think that is true.
That is true.
Hold on. My list didn't have
the word. It's true.
I know it is true.
Because he's true. Bananas are true.
They all also have the same amount of seeds. Every one of them.
Bananas are berries and strawberries are fruit.
Marty, goldfish have only a 3-second memory. You're right. Well, y'all are good.
We don't want to apologize for 10 seconds.
Wes, yes, the Great Wall is visible from space with the naked eye.
No. False.
That is correct. It is false.
I knew that one.
I would have said that.
Koalas are bears, Jamie.
False.
What are they?
Marsupials.
Dang. They're black and white.
All right, Marty. Money, honey never spoils.
True.
Y'all ain't missed one.
Yeah, I missed one.
Lightning never strikes the same place twice.
That's false. It'll hit twice.
False.
Jamie, sharks are older than trees. I'm about to give up on this.
True.
That is true.
We're smarter than you realize.
Don't mess this up.
Stupid knowledge, we know.
Don't mess us up.
Bats are blind.
They cannot see.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
True.
That's false. They see.
They just fly around at night.
So Marty, apologize to the bats.
I knew that. I'm sorry, bat. I knew that wasn't right because we used to throw white t-shirts up at dark, and they just attached to it. You ever done that?
You need to apologize to the bats.
Man, I'm not worried about them bats.
We're back.
They should be blind.
They should be blind.
Okay.
That's long enough, man.
Well, I got some more.
I messed up the whole game.
Wes, humans can't hum while holding their nose.
True.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes are vegetables.
False.
They're what?
Fruit.
Fruit.
Mount Everest grows a little bit each year.
False.
No, it's true. Boy, you. That's true. Apologize to Mount
Everest. How in the hell did that happen?
Apologize to Mount
Everest. That's bullcrap.
Right?
All right, sorry.
I'm going to get Wes on one.
Yeah.
Owls rotate heads 360 degrees, Wes.
That's false.
That is false.
Almost 360.
Yeah.
Jamie, yeah. Sugar causes hyperactivity in kids.
False.
All right, I'm done. This game.
Thank you for not coming back to me.
Wow.
I messed up everything.
I cannot believe y'all didn't miss none of those. I was surprised Marty missed those.
I miss
him. Useless facts. Although, me and Jamie Spector.
He actually had a reason to believe the bats were not blind, yet still chose to think they were.
Yeah.
He
had evidence.
Evidence. He had experience to build off on the bats.
Man, I didn't listen to the question.
let's see what I got. Look, I've been through a lot. I don't know if I got much of. There was another story we were going to talk about. We never got off into the Epstein.
We never got off into the Epstein
stuff. That's right. So there was 3 million new pieces of evidence, I guess you'd say, or
data files.
Data files, mostly emails. Look, if you haven't seen it, Jamie, what was that? I showed it to you.
So earlier. The very first thing I took was how outdated the home was. I was disappointed this was a mansion for
because that wasn't his house. That was the lady's house. That repute house.
Dude, if Clinton and Trump were hanging out here, they want nice digs.
They were in special digs.
Okay, so
everybody can be Clinton Trump.
Someone went to the trouble. I'm gonna show it on the screen real quick. Here it is, called Gmail. Someone went to the trouble of taking every piece of evidence and sorting it like it's Gmail. And this is the Epstein list of emails. You can scroll through it. You can search it.
Not to nitpick here.
Yep.
But with it being over Epstein Island, shouldn't he have made an email?
Email? Jeffrey mail. J-mail.
Epstein
mail?
Well, email yeah, email yeah. would be greater. But.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to sort. What do y'all want me to search through here? See what comes up.
Sort.
Bill Clinton. Fortenberry. Look for Fortenberry.
Oh, let's get Fortenberry.
Don't type Fortenberry.
No results for Fortenberry.
Okay. Well, where is it, Jamie?
Look up Trump.
I did.
And what did it come up with?
Donald J. Trump. It said become a Trump MVP. I want you to know how important you are to me. Or no, this is a pedophile. I don't think this is real. Somebody sent this in 2020 after Epstein was dead. Because this is like, yeah.
Oh, geez.
We didn't prove it already.
Now, this is from Michael Wolff in February 2016. New York Times called me about you and Trump. Also, the Hillary campaign called Michael Wolff.
Is Michael Wolff the Wolf of Wall Street?
I don't think so. No.
So this,
I was thinking.
This is my problem with the
Epstein. I'm asking, I don't know.
This is my problem with the Epstein files and the Clintons and the Trumps and all them. They were all buddies.
Now here's one. It says, "How plausible?" This is from 2016. Jeffrey E. Wait a minute. No, to Jeffrey E. from LHS. How plausible is the idea that Trump is a real cocaine user? And Jeffrey said, "Yes, but look." That's, I guess, why he don't sleep, dude.
No, he probably did a room full of coke. Everybody did.
Yeah.
I mean, I did because I was a baby, but and I could afford it.
You did. Were a baby. I did. You were bumping something.
So, Jackie, of the 1.3 million documents you've been through,
what was my favorite?
The fact he had terrible taste in
housing. Okay, yes.
How run down everything was.
The furniture looks so 80s.
Yeah.
Did you not pick up on that?
I never saw the first picture.
Oh, did you not?
No. What'd you look for, pictures?
No, when you start just like on file one and just start going through it.
Oh, I mean, you literally went one to 1.3 million. See, I like
gosh, damn, like, in an hour and a half.
Now, he spent 3 days.
Like, I will say this. The pictures I saw of women were covered. There was nothing. There was black bars over stuff so you can see anything. But the ones I saw looked grown.
So did anybody besides Bill Clinton and Bill Gates end up really come out looking terrible from this thing?
I don't know yet.
I mean, Bill Gates, there's some, and he has not come out to deny the story.
The word on Bill Gates is that he was trying to slip his wife antibiotics for STD.
I actually, somebody today suggested.
I heard that too.
He came up with the entire COVID vaccine to try to get her some antibiotics.
Look, hats off to the dedication. My man is committed to not telling his wife.
Hey, if your spouse is worth billions of dollars and they come home with STD, do you really care?
Now, this is the superhero. Hold on. You went from superhero to zero.
I'm just saying.
You just gave up your man card, homie. He gave up his man card. Wait, did?
I mean, I'm just asking.
If you went from y'all evil villains to...
Well, all we know is West Island would have a cup chair in every room.
But it would also because
you Herbert Rose.
Like if you did find out they were messing around and they were billions, you worth half a billion all of a sudden, like real quick.
I mean, this is true, but I'd rather have a full billion than a half a billion.
Is it really a big difference?
No, it's not.
No.
Exactly.
Once you get that money, it don't mess.
Yeah.
What is the point you go? All right, there's probably not much difference after that.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty low. I think it's like $5 million.
Yeah.
I think it's probably, once you get to about $5
million. Five or 10, hell,
five
care.
Or 10,
yeah.
You're probably,
don't
the
care.
Rest of it don't matter, unless you want this gigantic $50 million.
It's like the old joke guys always talk about, you know, would you do this for $10 million? And I'd hate to know what I'd do for $10 million.
Well, but you know what? It's $10 million worth of dignity.
Absolutely.
I mean, that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
I have dignity in real life. And
look, we're going off in a pack.
Especially
here.
At 50 years old.
Okay. But all of these young girls.
I would do something. You can put it on pay per view.
All of these young girls that come out and go to OnlyFans, and a lot of them fail. Now, you hear about the Sophie Rains and the, what's that one, Piper, somebody just turned 18 that claims she made so much money. Bad Baby, you know, the one from the.
That's why I keep getting confused with Bad Bunny. Bad Baby is.
Thousand. But I mean, these girls are being taught, hey, it's okay for me to go show my stuff all over the internet. And most of them fail. They don't make more than a couple of dollars.
Okay. You get them there for eternity.
They got to be entertaining.
They're there for eternity.
They got to be entertaining.
Can't quit.
Yeah. I mean, you like to make pancakes stuff while you do it.
Bad Bubba's going to put on his suspenders.
Overalls.
And then you can't quit.
And you can't quit.
I'll never quit.
You'll be forever.
Bad Bubba.
I'll be Bad Bubba.
He don't need a straw hat. He's leather hat. And all I need is a picture, and I can probably AI the rest of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
it's going to take a lot, but I can AI.
Or I can just put them on and put on some overalls.
We do a
green screen.
Mm. Yeah, I like the idea of that better.
You tell me what you want to do. I'm here. I'm your canvas.
All I'm sure of is this. Wes is going to wait till Sunday at 3 p.m. and go, T, are you ready to do that, Bad Bubba? I don't know how this plugged up.
But can you do your music? Because you got access to the music file.
See, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to make a song. I know how this plays out.
And he does it in Jamie lip syncs.
Yeah. He don't have to lip sync. He can sing.
But I don't know the words.
Yeah.
I'll probably lip sync.
Yeah, probably lip sync.
I get the words too. I get the vocals for it. Maybe we get Wes come to drums or something.
Yeah.
Can you play any instruments?
No, I can't.
Ain't blow a skin flute.
I'm glad you said it. I'd want to. Let's go to chat real quick.
What are you pointing to me for?
Let's go to chat real quick here.
Let's visit chat. We don't ever visit chat on this.
Joe Unfiltered, cheers, brother. Thomas Anderson. Foolproof Hunter. Yeah, so for those of y'all expecting Bourbon Tube, we do a little bit of both. This is our podcast show. Only 18 watching. Josephus Comedy.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They want to know more about the skin flute.
Who said that?
Haven't seen what you're getting going here.
Tracy Stilly, your subscription bourbon, mostly bourbon folk corpus here. I think all those.
He does play the rusty trombone.
The what? The rusty trombone.
Marty hit that button. I think we've had enough. We're about to push up on
nine. What was DW wanted to play?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
What was it?
A lot of Fortenberry cotton words. We didn't
Hey, thank you for watching. We'll see y'all next time.
Hey, Danny wants a hobo over there.
That could be meat whistle.
Meat whistle.
Hey, thank you for watching. Hit that thumbs up if you don't mind. We'll be live again this week sometime. Yeah,
check it out, folks. We'll be live finally.
Who knows?
Hit that like button.
Road to 1,000.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this.
Ow.